Welcome back to the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates. It's decaf day. Only one day left. Sarah will be back tomorrow, bringing more energy into the studio. But great topic this morning. Thinking about this next generation of church musicians. How do we raise up those young church musicians? How do you go about that? What resources do you use to teach them hymnody? How to, especially as a pianist or an organist or other instruments, or even as singers too, maybe a choir director as well. How do we raise up these young church musicians to be leaders of music in the church's song? Joining us by phone this morning, the Reverend Nate Sherrill. He's a St. Paul's Music Conservatory, with St. Paul's Music Conservatory in Council Bluffs, Iowa. Pastor Sherrill, good morning.
Good morning, Andy.
Thanks so much for joining us by phone this morning. Can't wait to learn more about the Music Conservatory at St. Paul's and this new resource that you've been collaborating on as well. Pastor Sherrill, and also Pastor Tim Frank, he's administrator for St. Paul's Conservatory and associate pastor at St. Paul Lutheran Church there in Council Bluffs, Iowa. Pastor Frank, good morning.
Good morning, Andy.
Thanks for being with us this morning. I'm excited to learn from both of you about St. Paul's Music Conservatory, where this idea began, and this new project that you're collaborating on, and more about that here in just a little bit. Pastor Frank, tell us a little bit about the history of St. Paul's Conservatory and your work with it.
Sure. Well, St. Paul's Conservatory began about 10 years ago with two members of the congregation teaching private lessons, and grew from there gradually over time, expanding especially within the last year to include most instruments as well as so currently we have about 90 students, 12 faculty, and especially in piano and organ, guitar and voice, strings and brass.
Pastor Sherrill, how does this conservatory raise up this next generation of church musicians?
Well, our mission statement, Andy, is basically threefold, and the first one really relates to what's going on locally and that Pastor Frank administers, existing very practically to provide professional studio lessons and service-based music performance opportunities. So one thing, obviously, that's important to do is to start at the ground level and begin with young children, teaching them the fundamentals of music, but then also having it sort of an action plan within which to place them that intentionally directs them into the worship life, or maybe more broadly speaking, the liturgical or congregational life as it relates to music. So we're teaching lots of young people music. And then secondly, while we're teaching them, we want to establish and create resources that they can use that will be tools for them at the very present time to help them be active participants in the life of the congregation, the musical life of the congregation at the present. And that's kind of the direction we're going with this conversation as it relates to the unveiling of our first graded piano book series that takes common hymns within Christendom and pulls them out of all these different hymnals that are set way above their levels, right down to the level that they're at, so that the beginning 7-year-old piano student can already play, say, A Mighty Fortress or whatever other hymn that is being sung by the congregation. They can already go home and they can play that. So resource development is very important to us. And then beyond that is to collaborate and to offer fundraising and grant writing and networking support within our church body. And by the way, others as well. So there's great intention in relation to development, right? So if you're going to develop anything, you have to do so intentionally. And so that's one uniqueness of St. Paul's Music Conservatory. We don't just teach lessons and we say, okay, there we did our part. We taught some kids lessons. Now they're going to go home and do whatever they're going to do with that. We say, now that we're teaching you lessons, we're going to give you the resources that it takes to, and then we're going to intentionally place you in performance, quote-unquote performance opportunities to further encourage that that progression along.
Pastor Frank, tell us just real briefly, what's included in this the new graded piano book?
Yes, so we have 9 hymns representative of the seasons of the church here. Each hymn is set to 4 different levels. The first level, in most cases, includes a teacher duet, and the goal is each level gradually increases in difficulty so that the student is moved toward the 4-part sitting in most congregational hymnals. Along with the hymn settings, we have drawings by Ed Riehaus, commissioned for this project, capturing the theology of the hymn verses, introductions about the hymn and its place within the church here, and then Bible verses and prayers interspersed within the pages that serve to so that it's not just a piano book but also a devotional tool as well.
And a partner in this project, Dr. Elizabeth Grimpo. She's Associate Professor of Music at Concordia University, Nebraska. Dr. Grimpo, welcome to the Coffee Hour.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good to hear your voice again and excited to talk about this really unique project and what a great idea. Elizabeth, tell us about your part in this project of this graded piano book.
Well, Pastor Cheryl and Pastor Frank approached me a while back and asked if it would be something that I would be interested in, which would be writing the hymns that they've chosen to use throughout their church year, each hymn at 4 different levels starting at the very beginning. And so my contribution to this graded piano series is I got to be the one to set these hymns, and it was really special for me to be able to have this opportunity.
So what do you take into consideration as you're writing these settings for hymns? I mean, that seems like a daunting task to me. Not to you, I'm sure, but to me, you know, looking at these beautiful hymns that have been passed down through the church's tradition of great music, but then writing them, you know, writing settings that different levels of piano students can master.
Right. It was definitely a challenge, and when I first started, I was thinking about what students typically at each level wouldn't know, but that seemed too restrictive to me, and so rather than thinking about it that way, I started to think about, well, what would students at each level know? And I took their body of knowledge, wherever they are, and kind of tried to be as creative as I could to write some of these settings, because they are beautiful hymns, and it's important to me for kids to be able to play them and not just sing them in church on Sunday, but that they can actively make the music themselves.
Hmm. Pastor Frank, tell me about who you anticipate would use this new graded piano book and use it to the fullest.
Sure. As students learn to master these settings.
And we have just under a minute. We have just about 30 seconds left before we wrap up.
Within worship, definitely, as Pastor Cheryl mentioned, we want to intentionally incorporate students within worship, again, providing settings that they can play with excellence and beauty. So within worship itself, within congregation, within the home, mm-hmm. With devotions, in the Sunday school, in the classroom, accompanying children singing, even in the mission field. We've had conversations with missionaries about how this might be used as well.
How do we, Pastor Cheryl, how do we find more about this new resource?
Well, we have a website. We have a very active Facebook page. We have a increasingly active YouTube channel. There will be much coming out through social media presently, even as the current resource is due to be published just this week. So our website, which is constantly developing like everything else, is www.stpaulsmusicconservatory.org. The easiest thing to do would be simply type in St. Paul's Music Conservatory in Facebook, and you'll be able to get connected with us most easily there and be able to scroll down and see all the different activities that have been going on. And lots of posts from the YouTube page will be there at this time.
stpaulsmusicconservatory.org. Check it out. That does it for the Coffee Hour today. I'm Andy Bates.
Concordia University, Wisconsin in Mequon overlooks a half mile of beautiful Lake Michigan shoreline. CUW campus is located 15 miles north of Milwaukee, with over 70 undergraduate majors, 28 graduate degree programs, and doctorate programs in pharmacy, physical therapy, occupational therapy, and nursing practice. CUW offers online learning and accelerated learning at one of 9 Wisconsin centers and one in St. Louis. Traditional or accelerated education, CUW has the program for you. CUW.edu.